Here at Coffee Break Languages, we love our coffee, so we are delighted to let you know that this episode is sponsored by Pact Coffee. You can enjoy freshly roasted speciality coffee delivered straight to your door and get £5 off your first delivery. This isn't your typical subscription that comes on the first of every month or every Monday. You can get coffee whenever you want, and you can pause, cancel or change your plan anytime online. Pact Coffee sources the best quality coffee and buys direct from farmers, ensuring they earn from 25 to 125% above fair trade price for their great coffee, so they actually make a profit. Pact Coffee is roasted fresh for your order and ground moments before it's shipped, and you get free next day delivery. Create your flexible coffee plan by going to pactcoffee.com, that's pactcoffee.com, and enter the code COFFEEBREAK at checkout to get £5 off your first delivery.
Hola y bienvenidos a Coffee Break Spanish. Welcome to Coffee Break Spanish. It's lesson 32 and we've arrived in Spain. Cara and I have arrived at San Javier Airport near Murcia in the east of Spain, and we need to get to the hotel. So we need to find transport, whether it's going to be a bus or a taxi, and then arrive at the hotel, putting into practice lots of the words and phrases that we've covered in previous lessons. I hope you find lesson 32 useful.
So as you know, this episode is going to feature a conversation that we recorded back in May in San Javier Airport between me and the person at the information desk at the airport. You're going to listen to this conversation in its entirety, and then I'll split it up and talk about the various language points that are contained in the conversation. So listen to the conversation for the first time.
Hola, buenos días.
Buenos días, bienvenidos a Murcia San Javier. ¿En qué puedo ayudarles?
Vamos a Santiago de la Ribera. ¿Hay un autobús que va allí?
Sí, el autobús número 17 va a Santiago de la Ribera. La parada de autobuses está a la derecha saliendo del aeropuerto.
Muy bien, ¿se puede ir también en taxi?
Claro que sí, ustedes van a tardar unos 15 minutos en taxi.
¿Y cuánto tiempo tardaríamos en autobús?
Sería cuestión de una media hora.
¿Cuánto cuesta el billete de autobús?
Los billetes de autobús cuestan 1,40€. El taxi cuesta entre 10 y 15 euros.
Muy bien, creo que vamos a ir en taxi. Es más cómodo y más rápido.
Que tengan una buena estancia aquí en España.
Muchas gracias.
So, how did you find that? There's obviously quite a lot in there that you'll already recognise, phrases and words that we've already covered in previous lessons. However, that was a real conversation that I had with the person in San Javier, and obviously when you're having a real conversation, then it's not always the textbook stuff that you get in the real conversation. Let's listen to the first part of it again. In this section, I say hello to the person in the information office. He says hello back to me, and I ask him a question. See if you can work out what that question is.
Hola, buenos días.
Buenos días, bienvenidos a Murcia San Javier. ¿En qué puedo ayudarles?
Vamos a Santiago de la Ribera. ¿Hay un autobús que va allí?
So after the greetings, I said, vamos a Santiago de la Ribera. We're going to Santiago de la Ribera. ¿Hay un autobús que va allí? ¿Hay un autobús? Is there a bus? Que va allí. That goes there. So is there a bus that goes to Santiago de la Ribera? ¿Hay un autobús que va allí? Listen to the answer. And remember that when you're asking about transport, it's quite possible that you'll hear a number. In this situation, the number of a bus. See if you can recognize a number here.
Sí, el autobús número 17 va a Santiago de la Ribera. La parada de autobuses está a la derecha saliendo del aeropuerto.
The man then went on to say where the bus stop is. La parada de autobuses. Did you get where it was?
está a la derecha. It's on the right. And he used a phrase that's very common. Saliendo del aeropuerto. Saliendo comes from the verb salir, and it means going out, leaving. So it's on the right as you go out the airport. Saliendo del aeropuerto. Está a la derecha, saliendo del aeropuerto. Now the next part of this conversation involves an alternative to the bus. I ask the question, ¿se puede ir también en taxi? You already know, se puede. Can one? ¿Se puede ir también en taxi? Can one also go by taxi? Listen to the answer that's given.
Muy bien, ¿se puede ir también en taxi?
Claro que sí. Ustedes van a tardar unos 15 minutos en taxi.
The man says, van a tardar. You are going to, literally, delay. Tardar comes from the same root as the word tarde, which means late. It also means afternoon, because that's the later part of the day. So tardar, tardar means to delay or to take in terms of time. Ustedes van a tardar 15 minutos. You're going to take 15 minutes in taxi. So the taxi journey will take 15 minutes. Now I then ask another question linked to tardar.
¿Y cuánto tiempo tardaríamos en autobús?
Sería cuestión de una media hora.
A nice Spanish phrase here. Sería cuestión de una media hora. Media hora is half an hour. Sería cuestión de means it would be a question of half an hour. So you're talking half an hour. Now, given that there's different journey times involved in going by taxi or by bus, I then decide to check out the prices of both options.
¿Cuánto cuesta el billete de autobús?
Los billetes de autobús cuestan 1,40 €. El taxi cuesta entre 10 y 15 euros.
This section provides a good example of verbs used with singular and plural subjects. Los billetes de autobús, the bus tickets, cuestan, they cost. So the form of the verb, los billetes de autobús cuestan 1,40 €, 1,40 €. El taxi, the taxi, cuesta, the singular form, cuesta entre 10 y 15 euros. So the taxi costs between 10 and 15 euros. Let's listen to the final part of the conversation again.
Muy bien, creo que vamos a ir en taxi. Es más cómodo y más rápido.
Que tengan una buena estancia aquí en España.
Muchas gracias.
So my decision was that we would go in the taxi. And I gave a reason for this. Es más cómodo y más rápido. So cómodo means comfortable. And rápido, same root as rapid in English, it's quicker. Más cómodo y más rápido. Notice that in Spanish, any adjective can have más in front of it, almost any adjective, and that can change it to the comparative form. So, más cómodo, more comfortable, más rápido, quicker. Okay, we'll be back in just a moment. When you're not listening to Coffee Break Spanish, you can still practice your Spanish with our regular posts on social media. Find us on Facebook, just search for Coffee Break Spanish. We're Learn Spanish on Twitter. And you can keep up with the team through our regular posts on Instagram. Follow Coffee Break Languages. It's our mission to help you turn your downtime into your do time. Okay, let's get on with the lesson. It's now time to listen to the whole conversation right from the beginning to the end. And hopefully this time you'll really get lots of what's being said in the conversation.
Hola, buenos días.
Buenos días, bienvenidos a Murcia San Javier. ¿En qué puedo ayudarles?
Vamos a Santiago de la Ribera. ¿Hay un autobús que va allí?
Sí, el autobús número 17 va a Santiago de la Ribera. La parada de autobuses está a la derecha saliendo del aeropuerto.
Muy bien, ¿se puede ir también en taxi?
Claro que sí. Ustedes van a tardar unos 15 minutos en taxi.
¿Y cuánto tiempo tardaríamos en autobús?
Sería cuestión de una media hora.
¿Cuánto cuesta el billete de autobús?
Los billetes de autobús cuestan 1,40 €. El taxi cuesta entre 10 y 15 euros.
Muy bien, creo que vamos a ir en taxi. Es más cómodo y más rápido.
Que tengan una buena estancia aquí en España.
Muchas gracias.
So, was that easier that time, now that we've gone through all the language in the conversation? Now, in each of the lessons of Unit 4, we're going to be covering a particular grammar point that's come up during the conversation. Today, we're going to be talking more about the comparative, this form that means more something, more quick, more comfortable, and so on. We've already come across, therefore, in this lesson, más cómodo, más rápido. Más, which is spelled M-A acute S, so M-A-S with an accent on the A, is the word for more. In Spanish, the word for less, the opposite, obviously, of more, is menos. And that's spelled M-E-N-O-S. Menos. So, to say more comfortable, you say más cómodo, and less comfortable is menos cómodo. So, let's put this to the test. In the conversation, I said, el taxi es más cómodo y más rápido. What did this mean again? The taxi is more comfortable and quicker. How would you say the bus is less comfortable and less quick or slower? You could say el autobús es menos cómodo y menos rápido. The bus is less comfortable and less quick. Now, más and menos are actually found together in a very common phrase in Spanish. If you say más o menos, it means more or less. Más o menos. Más o menos. More or less. You should try to use the word más or menos by combining it with an adjective that you're familiar with. Think of, for example, contento. Contento means happy. And remember that if you're female, you'll be saying contenta. How would you say, therefore, I am more happy or happier? You'd say, estoy más contento. Or, más contenta if you're female, of course. And to say you're less happy, estoy menos contento. Or, estoy menos contenta. We'll continue to cover grammar points that arise in the lessons, in the conversations, throughout this unit. And hopefully you'll find that this helps you get to grips with the language. And that's where we're going to leave it today for this edition of Coffee Break Spanish. Thanks for joining us, and we hope it's been useful. You can join the Coffee Break Spanish community on Facebook at facebook.com/coffeebreakspanish and follow at Learn Spanish on Twitter. Muchas gracias y hasta pronto. This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com. Here at Coffee Break Languages, we love our coffee, so we are delighted to let you know that this episode is sponsored by Pact Coffee. You can enjoy freshly roasted specialty coffee delivered straight to your door and get £5 off your first delivery. This isn't your typical subscription that comes on the first of every month or every Monday. You can get coffee whenever you want, and you can pause, cancel, or change your plan anytime online. Pact Coffee sources the best quality coffee and buys direct from farmers, ensuring they earn from 25 to 125% above fair trade price for their great coffee, so they actually make a profit. Pact Coffee is roasted fresh for your order and ground moments before it's shipped, and you get free next day delivery. Create your flexible coffee plan by going to pactcoffee.com, that's pactcoffee.com, and enter the code COFFEEBREAK at checkout to get £5 off your first delivery.